MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, January 9, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore, and today's headlines, three adult residents in a home in Nahant were found dead last night. A Marblehead school member steps down, and the state is facing budget concerns.
I'm Bill Newell, and one of our stories in sports coming up later is a game that started but didn't finish last night. Rick?
Well, that sounds interesting. Thank you, Bill. Cloudy today, upper 30s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 8:58 a.m., 9:54 p.m. Three people were found dead in a home on Cottage Street in Nahant on Monday night. WCVB-TV is reporting today that the early explanation for the deaths is a possible issue with carbon monoxide levels in the home. Police were sent to the house for a wellness check when residents had not been seen for several days and did not come out yesterday to clear away the snow from their walkways. WHDH-TV in Boston today is reporting a significant water break near Lewis Street and Ocean Street in Lynn. Water could be seen shooting high into the air that then forced road closures in the area. Water was shut off by about 7:30 this morning. In Winthrop, residents gathered last night to ask questions and begin the process of healing after a lieutenant with the town's police department was arrested on rape charges. WCVB-TV reports that Police Lieutenant James Feely was arrested last month and is currently being held on bail. The city of Lynn is looking to build a waterfront boardwalk from the Blossom Street Ferry Terminal to the Clock Tower Business Center on the Lynnway. The Daily Item reports that additional approval will be required. However, construction is slated to start this spring. The Daily Item also has details today on several local school committee resignations. Marblehead School Board member Megan Taylor sent in her letter of resignation yesterday. In Linfield, they're looking for two new school committee members with the recent resignations last month of those two members. At the end of last year, Committee Chair Rich Schauberg and member Stacy Dalstelt announced they were resigning from the school committee. The Linfield School Committee has received criticism from the community over the handling of issues with the school superintendent. In state news, the Gloucester Times is reporting today that Governor Maura Healey has slashed $375 million from the state budget, stemming from falling state revenues. Also in the Times, State Auditor Diana DiZoglio is uncovering high levels of welfare fraud in the state. Our website is planning to talk to DiZoglio later this week in a feature interview. Sports next with Bill Newell, followed by NST Extra with St. John's Prep hockey coach Christian Hansen.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage, giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics lost to the Pacers last night in Indiana, 133-131. The Bruins lost to the Avalanche last night in Colorado, 4-1. In North Shore sports last night, boys basketball winners Saugus, Winthrop, Masconomet, and Swampscott. In girls basketball, the winners Peabody, Saugus, Danvers, and Masconomet. Maybe the big news is the game that did not finish last night. The Peabody boys basketball team playing at Marblehead had a 13-11 lead with 3:08 to play in the first quarter. The game was then stopped. A leak in the fieldhouse roof could not be stopped, so the game did stop. Marblehead coach Mike Giardi.
You know, it's unfortunate because it was shaping up to be a really good basketball game. I thought it was really tight back and forth for the 5 minutes that we did play. Both teams were getting up and down the floor really well. And it was shaping up to be the dogfight that we thought it was. And it's unfortunate. You know, the weather obviously can impact several other sports. Usually you get a snow day and you get a school canceled, but you don't usually have a game where things are running well and all of a sudden the roof starts leaking, and it's unfortunate that it came to that today.
Then there is Peabody coach Thad Broughton.
Yeah, it was just an unfortunate situation where in the middle of the basketball game, the roof sprung a leak, and, you know, we had to stop play, and we just monitored the situation to see if it was possible to restart, but it kept leaking. So, you know, we'll resume the game, same time of the period, same score, and go from there.
The game will resume tonight at a different site over in Peabody at 6 o'clock. Gates opening there at 5:30. As for the Tanners right now, they are 7-1. Coach Thad Broughton.
I would tell you, you know, early in the season, we're starting to find our footing. We're 7-1 right now, and, you know, tonight was a big one. Tonight was, a really intense game, you know, for the 5 minutes that we played, and it was shaping up to be a good one. You know, Marblehead has got a fantastic team, well coached. So, you know, I'm looking forward to getting this one played at some point, and, you know, our guys were really looking forward to tonight.
And for Marblehead boys basketball, they've only played 3 games so far this season, but they have won all 3 of them. Marblehead coach Mike Giardi.
You know, for us, it's going to have to be how we find ourselves, right? We have to figure out what lineups, what matchups, what you know, different guys in different positions can fill roles that we need. 3 games in, I really don't think we've learned a lot. We're coming into a tough stretch right now, you know, playing Peabody tonight, Swampscott on Thursday night, then having to go play Salem at the Garden on Sunday. Those are 3 tough games, especially considering Swampscott's at Swampscott. Salem is always tough, and, you know, this Peabody game was going to be a really true test for us on how we matched up with them, you know, what we were going to be able to do both physically and mentally against a team that has 2 prolific scorers and a lot of real good, solid players behind those 2.
This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Tuesday. This is MSONewsSports.com. A unique holiday gift.
If you're tired of giving gifts that nobody wants or uses, think about giving something they actually need and use, like a soap bar. This is a brand new soap bar by the company XO Bath. It's not just like any soap bar, it has a unique twist. It has a space carved into the top of it that then you can take an old soap sliver and put it right inside to reuse it. If you know somebody that uses soap bars, think about giving them this bar as a gift. It's available for purchase on xobath.com. And right now you can even get your first purchase 20% off with the code HELLOXO.
Click on the banner at the top of our website.
With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, talking now with St. John's Prep High School hockey coach Christian Hansen. Coach, welcome back to MSO in the new year. Looks like you guys are off to a good start in the second, well, it's not the second half of the season, but the second third of the season. Happy New Year to you, and how are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to believe we're already past the new year and kind of getting into that grind of the season right now, but the team's doing well, so just kind of getting ready for a big week.
You know, Coach, talk about a grind. I mean, you opened up with Hingham, and I'm looking at your scores over the last 5-6 games, and you've been tested. You've had some close games, and tell me about how that has shaken out, say, up until the most recent game in terms of these close games that you've had.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you from like a coach's standpoint, they bring a lot of stress on me.
Yeah.
But for the kids, I think it's good to help build character and learn to play under stressful conditions. And, you know, because obviously down the road, you're going to face adversity, and there's going to be that time where you need to maybe battle back in a game or hold a lead. So these are, I mean, it's good building blocks, but it's been difficult to just have to battle the entire time, every game we've played. So, you know, the results have been good, but getting there hasn't been easy.
I want to ask you about the composition of the team. And, you know, each year a high school coach has to deal with new kids coming in. He has to deal with the senior players who want more ice time, et cetera, et cetera, and you know, meshing with the younger kids. But, you know, people say, you know, well, the prep and private schools, you know, they're all-star teams. But on the other hand, you have kids from all over the area who have played in other venues and other systems and so on. How long does it take generally for these kids to sort of build some chemistry together?
We're still working on that. You know, we started this year with 11 new faces on varsity, and we dressed 22 per game. So, you know, half the team is really seeing their first varsity time. And everybody's from a different community, and it certainly takes time for guys to be able to learn and accept their roles. So it's a challenge, and you know, I certainly know people aren't out there feeling bad for us. But when you play a Hingham or you play a Reading, really the elite public schools, you know, those kids grew up playing in that town, and you know, by the time they reach high school, they're very aware of what their role is. And that's a battle that we fight every year, because not everybody can be on the first line, and the best teams are the ones that the guys kind of buy into the team and, you know, accept their role early.
You know, that's a great point, because some of these teams, as you mentioned, the elite schools who have the great histories, they've got kids who started playing together, you know, probably at age three or whatever, and they stay together. And you have kids who have probably been, you know, at the top of their game for most of their pre-varsity careers. And then, as you say, you have to make them fit into the system. And does it help when you have seniors who help the younger kids understand what their roles are? In other words, you could be a superstar in a year or two. You may be a good player on the varsity now. But on the other hand, you may just have to contribute at practice.
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest, that is an enormous challenge that we face and some of the other teams face. And, you know, our captains do a great job and our seniors do a great job of trying to bring along and mold those younger guys. But oftentimes it just takes, like, repetition and watching what the older kids do in practice and kind of just slowly etching towards more playing time for those guys and bigger mm-hmm. roles, but it takes time to get there. And the ones that are the most successful are the ones that are willing to listen and learn and develop, and not the guys that want to come in and kind of have that instant gratification, which is kind of like the age we live in, where I think we lack patience and a willingness to face adversity and develop, and everybody kind of just wants it to be a snap of the fingers and you're playing
yep.
as a freshman on varsity.
Yep, that's the truth, and with a big SJP on your jersey. What's more important, Coach? Is it skill, a special skill, an offensive player, or is it important for your kids to have all-around play? In other words, offense, defense, and at center ice. And I guess what I'm asking, you know, do you have specialty players at the high school level at your level in Division I, or do you sort of mold them into learning the complete game?
That's the biggest challenge kids have when they come and play for us, is we require them to play in a complete game. We emphasize the D zone. We emphasize systems. We do a lot of things that when you play pre-high school hockey, pre-varsity, you're never forced to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why there is absolutely an adjustment period for even the best players when they come here. But when they leave, they're better players for it.
I believe that. Now, Coach, looking at your schedule, man, tell me about a couple of highlights, because your defense has been off the charts.
Yeah, and it's team defense. You know, we do a really nice job of keeping the puck down our opponent's end with a strong forecheck. And, I mean, obviously that's your best defense when you're 200 feet away from your net. But even in zone, the guys do a nice job of getting the forwards and the D kind of working together and limiting our opponent's shots. And AJ has been very strong in net so far this year. So the team defense has been very good, and it's going to be tested this week. So we just need to kind of keep that focus.
All right, I want to get to that in a second here. But obviously, you know, you've mentioned a couple of players in the past who have led the way. Tell me about some guys who have stood out so far that you're really happy with how they're playing.
Yeah, I think Brady Plaza on defense. Brady's been very strong. He's really good one versus one. You know, just skates so well. You know, he's been a real asset for us on the back end. Jack Daugherty is a senior captain for us. He just plays such a physical game. He's has good size, and he's a good leader. Jake Vanna up front. You know, Jake is one of those guys that plays multiple sports mm-hmm. and understands the importance of leadership. You know, also up front, Cam Umler and Christian Rosa, you know, veterans in the back, but some younger guys too. Ethan Goodrich and Cooper Hosmer, a couple sophomores that didn't play maybe as much last year as freshmen and kind of playing a much bigger role this year. A.J. Farese has been very strong in net. So we've had nice balance all around. It would be nice if we could score a little bit more, but we're hoping that comes.
What's the deal with that? How do you work on that in practice? What do you want the kids to do?
Well, I mean, we work on it every day. It's just, you know, we try to emphasize releasing the puck really quickly, not kind of collecting it and holding it and allowing your opponent to kind of get in that shooting lane, or for the goalie to kind of pick up where the puck is. So I think shooting a little quicker. You know, our power play has not been strong. It's operating at about 16% right now, which is it's much lower than what we're used to. So our special teams have to be better. We're 6-1, but we need to be better if we want to reach our ultimate goal.
Man, I'm looking at your schedule, and my eyes are popping out. Now, Zverian is next. Do I have that right?
Yeah, Zverian on Wednesday at their place. They play at the Canton Ice House. And then on Sunday, we're at Catholic Memorial, but we're playing again in Canton. It's part of the Catholic Conference Showcase.
Mm-hmm.
I look at our next four games. It's Zverian, Catholic Memorial, St. John, Shrewsbury, and BC High.
So
you really got to kind of break it down and just focus on your next opponent. The kids have done a really nice job of doing that. And, you know, we know how tough Zverian's going to be. They're the number one ranked team in the state. So it'll be fun.
Yeah, fun. Okay, that's a murderer's row of high school hockey, man. But it looks like from a fan's perspective, Christian, it looks like the games have been fantastic to watch. It looks like when the scores are low like that, they've got to be well played. There can't be a lot of penalties and so on, and every shift counts. So from a fan perspective, I hope the kids are getting that kind of feedback.
It's all true, Rick, right? So we're not penalized much. We play four lines. Every shift matters. And, you look at the Frady's tournament, we're 0-0 going into overtime. The day before, we played BC High. It was really a 2-0 game. We got an empty netter at the end. So every game has been a battle. Even Malvern Catholic on Saturday night, it was 2-0 in the third period, and we finally kind of broke it open, winning 5-1. So the kids are used to playing that style game, and like I said from the outset, as a coach, it's really stressful, and I could use a break, but for the kids, it's good for development.
I understand that, Coach. I totally get that. All right, so finally, I guess, what's the scouting report on Zverian?
They're big and they're physical. They have the best goalie in the state. They got some really good forwards up front, some young guys that are good, but also some veteran leadership. They have a lot of guys. They played at the Garden last year, losing to Pope Francis 3-2, and they get a lot of that team back. So they're going to be gunning for us. We swept them last year, so I'm sure they're going to be out to get us, come Wednesday.
Great time of year, man. You're getting into dog days of hockey season. Christian, thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate it. Be safe, be well, and hopefully I'll talk to you next week.
All right, Rick. Thank you. Have a good night.
Good luck, Coach. Take care. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Christian Hansen, St. John's Prep High School hockey coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.